Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pagan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bailey. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 0-2. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Veal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campbell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alley moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alley scores. Mota moves to third. It's 3-0, Pirates. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley fires to third and they've got Mota trapped. The throw back to Hundley, who tags Mota for the out. Clemente moves to second. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Pagan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Ron Campbell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal strikes out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Campbell moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins strikes out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown throws the ball into Santo who relays the ball to Beckert who tags Pagan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clendenon moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hundley to Santo. The throw back to home, and Clendenon is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Stargell now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. John Bacabella pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Campbell moves to third. Bacabella moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is hit by the pitch. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jerry May. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonder bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Pete Mickelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mickelson takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Don Kessinger pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Stargell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Kessinger scores. Brown moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Al McBean now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Thomas now playing first base. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Cal Kunz now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente strikes out. 1 out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kunz takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clendenon. Kunz moves to second. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kunz trying to get to home. Clemente throws the ball into Gonder who tags Kunz who's trying to score from second, for the out. Beckert moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo is walked intentionally. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou pinch hits for Bill Mazeroski. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Hendley now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stargell strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.